Watch out. Real estate tax changes are coming. I'll talk about it next on Three Dimensional Wealth Radio.
This is Three Dimensional Wealth Radio with New York Times bestselling author and your host, Doug Andrew.
This is Doug Andrews speaking to you, our incredible national audience, from our three-dimensional wealth studios nestled at the base of the majestic Rocky Mountains. This show is about empowering you, people and organizations that want to optimize their assets, minimize taxes, and empower their authentic wealth. Well, folks, if you've listened to this show before, I'm passionate about giving you insights into what's happening and what you should be doing to protect yourself from the negative impact of things like rising taxes and inflation and so forth. And I'm going to address in this segment and the next real estate concepts, because this will affect many of you. So if you own or you want to own real estate, even more than your personal residence, maybe rental income properties, pay very close attention. In this segment, I'm going to talk about several major real estate tax hikes that Biden is proposing. And then I'm going to segue in the next segment into how you can increase your real estate returns by double or more. I'll give you some examples of some who have quadrupled their cash flow on their real estate. Now, folks, if you have not been tuned in to what President Biden is proposing, you may be aware that he has a lot of proposals. The last, infrastructure bill that he is trying to sell America, $1.8 trillion is what he proposed with that. But when you look at everything that he has intertwined with the American family's plan and so forth, it's going to be about $6 trillion bucks. And if you don't realize, that is about double what the IRS collects in income tax in an entire year. So Biden is sort of grabbing for straws, looking for ways to bring in the revenue in order to do that, because he can't just print money, because that's a hidden tax. People say, what? Inflation? Yeah, inflation is like a hidden tax. And I'll talk about that in another segment. But the biggest tax increase that I'm seeing is the capital gains tax changes that Biden wants to make. A capital gain tax is what you pay when you sell a highly appreciated asset. It could be stocks or whatever, but many people who buy real estate properties, let's say a rental home, and years ago, let's say 30 years ago, you buy a rental property for $250,000. And it appreciates over time. And if it appreciated an average of just 5%, it will double in price or value about every 15 years. And so that rental property that maybe was purchased 30 years ago by you or your parents for $250,000, doubled in 15 years to $500,000, and doubled in the next 15 years to $1 million. And so many of you have seen this happen with just small homes in California. I have a large listening audience in the San Francisco Bay Area, and you know exactly what I'm talking about. You see five-bedroom homes in some areas like Palo Alto and so forth that are appraised for $4 to $5 million. And people rent them out for $10,000 or $12,000 a month and think that's a pretty good rate of return. No, it's about 2.5% annual rate of return on that. That's pretty pathetic. Something's out of balance here. And I'll talk about that in another few segments. But see, people hang on to these properties because if they sell them, they have to pay a huge capital gain tax on what they sell it for now compared to what the basis was. And most people think basis is just the amount you paid for it when you first acquired it. Yeah, but if you depreciate the property down, the basis gets down to just the value of the land. So there's a huge gain. That's called a capital gain. Now, I've never really felt comfortable with capital gain tax because you're being taxed probably 50-60% of that gain happened because of just inflation, the cost of living going up. And so the government is taxing you a lot for inflation. And that is why many times when you have a Republican in office, they will have a capital gains tax, which is like half the ordinary income tax. And that's what Trump did. So if you had a capital gain, that's added on top of your income, by the way. I know because I sold a commercial building here about a year and a half ago. And that gain was added on top of my income, which forced me into the highest capital gain tax rate, which under Trump has been 20%. Now, it's 20% instead of 39.6%, which is the highest ordinary income rate that Biden wants to get back to. Trump lowered that down to 37%. But the first thing Biden wants to do is raise that up to 39.6%, so almost 40%. So that would be doubling from 20% up to 40%. Now, he wants to do that because this is a way to bring in billions of dollars that he needs for some of his initiatives. One of them is his health care initiatives and providing health care for everybody, immigrants, everybody, okay? Now, when you do that, you're changing to an ordinary income tax rate, which is double. But the thing that's really concerning me is he wants to do away with a step-up in basis on long-term capital gains. And that means that many people hang on to these properties or they do 1031 exchanges going from maybe the frying pan into the fire, inheriting a new headache. Because if you sell a property and buy a like property of equal or greater value, you can continue to defer or procrastinate paying a capital gain tax. He wants to change that. And so many people hang on to these properties trying to avoid a capital gain tax until they die, and then children inherit the property, or if it's given to a charity, they get it, and they get a step up in basis. So if you inherited this $1 million rental property, and your folks had depreciated it down, you do not have to pay a capital gain tax. You get a step up in basis to what it was worth when you inherited it. So if it was worth $1 million, and you wait a year and you sell it for $1,100,000, you only have to pay a capital gain on the remaining $100,000 that you sell it for over and above what it was worth when you inherited it. That's called a step up in basis. Well, sounds like Biden wants to do away with that. And he says, well, maybe I'll only do that on properties that are $1 million or more. Well, those of you in the Bay Area, you know a $1 million property is a little two-bedroom home in some of these towns, okay? And so this is going to affect a ton of you. And that means on that capital gain, it would be the difference of paying maybe around $400,000 in tax instead of just $20,000 in tax. This is huge. And so that's the capital gain tax that he's proposing. This could affect many, many of you. And you may want to consider some things that I'm going to talk about in the next segment. He also wants to change the inheritance tax. And again, this is when you have your mother and father pass away. Because when one of your parents pass away, the estate passes to the other without an estate tax or an inheritance tax. But when they both pass away, then the estate tax, which goes down as an inheritance, usually to children, that has had exclusions right now under Trump between a husband and wife of about $23.5 million. Well, it sounds like Biden wants to reduce that down, maybe clear down to $1 million, which many states have. And he wants to go from 40% up to 67%. So he maybe will take 2/3 of whatever your parents leave behind to you. So you got to be aware of what's going on with the inheritance tax on top of that. Now, those of you in California, you have Prop 19, which replaced Prop 13. And this means that if you do inherit these properties, unless you use that rental property as a personal residence, you will be subject to higher real estate taxes, the property taxes. Or if you don't, it sounds like there's a lot of states that are considering a value-added tax where you will actually be assessed like a tax every single year on what the state deems your real estate appreciated at. Whether you could sell it for that or not, they're just going to say, well, we figure that real estate went up 6% this year, and they will tax you as you go instead of waiting until you realize a gain when you sell it or whatever. So when the government is hard up for tax revenue, what they normally do to cover the deficit, because they're spending more than double what they bring in, they print money. That's a hidden tax, because you will have inflation, and people are going, how come gas is so expensive? And I go, well, hello. Didn't you understand what Biden's philosophy was when you voted for him? And they wonder, well, golly, how come gas is so expensive? How come things are costing so much more? That's like a hidden tax.
This is Three Dimensional Wealth Radio. This is Three Dimensional Wealth Radio.
Increase your real estate returns by double or more. Welcome back. This is Three Dimensional Wealth Radio, Doug Andrew. And if you are not aware, I'm very passionate about teaching people true principles and sharing strategies and concepts that I've employed and I've seen many multimillionaires employ. And then I like to show you the general features of the best tools in order to achieve goals such as financial independence and so forth. So what I'm about to share with you is what I do, what I've seen many, many successful people do with their real estate. You learn principles and then just govern yourself. So because so much of my listening audience are in California, but if you're not in California and you're hearing this, this applies no matter where you own properties. But in California, for example, I have seen a very unique real estate market where it's not going to last, okay? And I would recommend that maybe you look seriously about getting money separated from your real estate in California, because if you haven't noticed, there's a massive exodus of people leaving California. Real estate is booming in states like Texas, up 20% because of the demand, and the supply isn't there from Californians moving out of California because of higher taxes and everything like that. And it's about to get worse. And so if you're in California and you have properties, like I mentioned in the previous segment, I've seen many people who own, let's say, a five-bedroom home in the Palo Alto area that they originally bought 30, 35 years ago for $230,000, and it's now worth $4 or $5 million. Yep, a five-bedroom home. And when we meet these people, they go, well, I'm renting it out for $10,000 a month or $12,000 a month. And I go, And they go, well, you don't seem impressed. That's $10,000 a month. That's $120,000 a year. Divide $120,000 into a property worth $5 million, okay? That is a measly, like, 2.5% annual rate of return. That's pathetic. And they go, well, golly, what's better? I said, well, something's not making sense, because there are five-bedroom homes all over America. Five-bedroom homes in Memphis, Tennessee, that are valued. They're newer homes. They're nicer homes than in California. And they're worth $300,000. And they rent for 1% multiplier a month. That's called a rent multiplier. 1% of $300,000 is $3,000 a month. So what does that tell you? One of two things. Either this five-bedroom home in Palo Alto is really not worth $5 million. Or if it was worth $5 million, it ought to be renting for $50,000 a month, 1% rent multiplier. You could be getting five times the revenue if you owned a five-bedroom home in Memphis. In fact, you could own a dozen or more homes in Memphis that are newer and nicer than having this one in California. So that's why I say maybe you want to get that equity out while that home is really artificially priced or valued at $5 million. And we've had many people that have actually done that. There are many people who have sold their homes and they get that money and then they buy a bunch of rental homes in other areas. I remember one couple, they sold their five-bedroom home in California for $5 million. They paid $1.5 million in capital gain tax. Oh, wow. And I said, hey, you're going to get away with a 20% capital gain rate instead of a 40% under Biden when he gets his proposal through. So just seize the opportunity to pay the capital gain at a 20% rate. Plus, of course, California has theirs, and then there's the Obamacare 2.8% on top of it. So about 30% of that $5 million or $1.5 million, they paid in capital gain tax. Then they took $800,000 and they built a home two times bigger, nicer, in another state to retire. And they ended up with $2.7 million left over after paying the capital gain tax and building a home twice as big as the one they left in California. And what did they do with that $2.7 million? They put it into a diversified portfolio of what I call laser funds. Laser is an acronym that stands for liquid assets, safely earning returns. And it allows them to accumulate their money tax-free and be able to access money tax-free. And when they die, it ultimately blossoms and transfers tax-free. In fact, the minimum amount of insurance required in order for it to qualify to be tax-free was about $5 million. So at the end of the day, when they die, their children, their heirs will still get the $5 million that they would have hoped to have gotten had they inherited the rental property or the home. But see, that will be tax-free instead of getting a home and having to pay inheritance tax and or capital gain tax. Are you getting it? That $2.7 million, what is that generating? It is generating a 9% payout conservatively. 9% of $2.7 million is $240,000 a year of tax-free income. Now, that's double what they were renting their home for. Remember, they were renting that home for $10,000 a month or $120,000 a year. So they were getting a rental income of $120,000 and having to pay tax on that. We changed that to double $240,000 a year of tax-free income. That was dramatic, especially because it was tax-free. It was almost triple the cash flow. But folks, they only used half of the equity out of that house to do that. The other half, what do? They paid the capital gain tax. That made the government happy. And they built another home that was double the size for $800,000 in a different state. I've seen hundreds of people do this, getting out of California. Okay, we've had a client sell their rental property in California, like the five-bedroom home, you know, for $4 million, and do 1031 exchanges for 12 homes in Memphis, Tennessee, Orlando, Florida, renting at a 1% rent multiplier, meaning a newer $300,000 five-bedroom home in Memphis rents for 1% of that value, or $3,000 a month, which would be a total rental income of more than $400,000 a year compared to one five-bedroom home in California valued at $4 million, which only rents for $100,000 a year, a measly 2.5% annual return. Folks, I've had a widow in Utah sell her commercial property and exchange it for three rental properties in some of these areas and double and even triple her cash flow. We had a real estate landlord. He refinanced his rentals and every million of equity that he borrowed at 4.5%. He kept his rentals and he borrowed and refinanced them at 4.5%. Which was a net cost of 3% in his tax bracket because it's tax deductible. So on every million that he borrows out of his rental properties at 3% net rate, $30,000 a year, what did he do with the money? He kept it liquid and safe because he realized money trapped in equity and property is not liquid and safe when you really need it. And so he kept it liquid and safe, earning tax-free returns averaging 9%, sometimes more, during the last 11 years. How much more is 9 than 3? Don't say 6. He's paying $30,000 a year, and that's already covered because he makes $90,000 a year on that lazy, idle equity that used to earn zero in the property. Whatever the property did, whether it went up or down in value, had nothing to do with him making three times the cost of the funds. I'm just telling you this. This is what savvy people do. I've had many, many wealthy people that use their real estate management to dramatically increase their rate of return by double or triple. If he has vacancies, he doesn't have to worry because he's got the cash flow to handle the mortgage payment because he's making triple what the cost of the mortgage is. We've had people who have had apartment complexes that they have acquired throughout their lifetime and they want to leave it behind to their children. We get the children in the office and they say, you know, we don't want to hurt your feelings, Dad, but we hate these apartments. So we sell the apartments, we pay the capital gain tax, we put the net into a portfolio of laser funds, and they're shocked with the amount of tax-free cash flow it generates for them the rest of their life and for their children.
This is Three Dimensional Wealth Radio.